If you were fortunate enough to have walked into the Memphis Recording Service about 50 years ago, this is what you might have heard.
My baby woke up this morning, says, be you must be not
women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88.
In 1949, Sam Phillips opened his tiny recording studio at 706 Union Avenue. He recorded blues musicians such as B.B. King, Joe Hill Lewis, and Howlin' Wolf for various record labels. Soon after, Phillips launched his own label, Sun Records. For the next decade, Sun would release dozens of hit records by Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, among others. Sun Records is the subject of a new documentary called Good Rockin' Tonight. A companion CD pays tribute to the label with cover versions of Sun hits performed by such musicians as Jeff Beck and Chrissy Hynde, Van Morrison, and Paul McCartney. Sun Records' legacy turned out to be far greater than Sam Phillips imagined. He only started it to supplement his income as a disc jockey.
I didn't really, truly want to get into it until I really saw and heard what I did on Beale Street here in Memphis when I came to WREC Radio, which is a CBS outlet here in Memphis, to go to work. And Beale Street convinced me that with the talent and everything coming out of the Delta, especially black, I really wanted to try to do something with that talent because I was very close to it all of my life. I saw the great association between country music and black blues in the South.
I'm the king of the jungle, they call me the Tiger Man. Cross my path, you got your heart, life in your hand.
You should probably get more credit for the rhythm and blues people you recorded than for the stars we all know about. You had Howlin' Wolf and Rufus Thomas, B.B. King, you had quite a group.
Well, and another one, there's so many unknown, Sleepy John Estes, people that didn't get to be big. Frank Frost, who I think is probably one of the best harmonica type rhythm albums that was ever produced on anybody, and there's so many of them that deserve so much credit.
Somebody in the show said that so many people associated with Sun had picked cotton, and that picking cotton will turn you into a musician.
Yeah, that was Sonny Burgess, and believe me, I know, I picked cotton when I was a child, and that was during the Depression, and I said, I think if you come out of the Depression and you didn't learn something, I mean, I tell you, you must have been brain dead, you know what I mean?
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend.
Johnny Cash wanted to record gospel at Sun.
Now, yeah, that's right.
You told him to go sin and come back.
That's right, yes. Johnny, go sin a little bit and come back and sing me some songs that will give us some advantage, at least in the beginning here, to see what we can do.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
You didn't have to say that to Jerry Lee Lewis.
No, sir. No. Jerry Lee, he and Johnny both, and as a matter of fact, Elvis too. Elvis loved gospel music.
Well, I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, study one or more.
You say Elvis got his hairstyle from you?
Well, Elvis kind of liked my hair. His hair was just a mess. It was actually a lot of it. And he just told me one morning in Shreveport, Louisiana, he said, Mr. Phillips, been working on my hair a long time. If it would look like yours, he said, man, that would be great. And I told him, I said, well, I'll make a face trade with you, Elvis, you know? That way we can have you with the hair and me with your face.
slow.
How do you feel about the cover versions of the Sun Records music?
Oh, well, I'm just flattered, and I just think that these people did a job that is really flattering to what they felt about Sun Records and what we did there.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long.
Well, you had a distinctive sound. You think that had to do with the acoustics or with the informality of the sessions or what?
Both of those, plus I am a sound freak. You know, I could play around with sound forever. I know that was part of my success. I totally was not interested in making records that were just another record. I don't care how beautiful it was. I wanted it something that was different and would show kinship between the black and white races.
Sun Records founder Sam Phillips. The American Masters documentary Good Rockin' Tonight, The Legacy of Sun Records, can be seen tonight on many public television stations. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Well, we're going to rock, rock, rock. Well, come on and rock, rock, rock. Fly away, rock, rock, rock. Rock. Well, let's rock, 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 rock. We're going to rock all our blues away.